Breakfast on Cork's Red FM.
Hey, the weekend and Blinded Lights. Cork's hit music station, you're on Red FM. Good morning, it's 13 minutes past 7 o'clock already. Monday morning, the 7th of September. Good morning, welcome, jump on in. Facebook.com/ Cork's Red FM for our Stupid O'Clock Club this morning. Let's have a look at the front pages of the newspapers. I will begin with the Irish Examiner. Well, actually, it's all pubs and points this morning as the Leaving Cert grades are released. Isn't it? The grades come out today, and then there'll be the offers and the CEOs be next week sometime. The Irish Examiner this morning has record points as exam grades soar. Well, this was somewhat to be expected, wasn't it, given the new circumstances surrounding the awarding of grades and scores and loads of H1s. Like, in some cases, it's like double H1s. This, by the way, there's no A1s anymore. It's all H1s. I was listening to the news there at 7 o'clock, Jamie telling us that in some cases, up to double the H1s that there were last year. So teachers giving their students higher points. As, like I was saying, it was somewhat to be expected, wasn't it? But that will have an impact then on the CEO points next year. Leaving Cert students have received a record number of points this year as calculated grade C results soar across the board, with the results up at every level. There you go, across the board. Table service part of the price publicans will pay to reopen is the other headline on the front of the Examiner this morning. Not serving customers at the bar is the price publicans have to pay in order to reopen, according to draft government plans. There's loads of rules there. They need to stay 2 metres apart. They need to wipe down the place, and they need to be out by 11:30. And there's going to be a maximum. Like an hour and 20 minutes, I think, you're going to be allowed to stay in the pub for, and then you'd be turfed out. But then, of course, people are saying you'll just go across the road to the other pub, won't you? A man charged over threats in calls to bereaved family as well is the other story on the Examiner this morning. And the Debenhams protesters, 150 days on, their fight continues. Five of those women on the front of the Examiner. The Echo this morning, it's all guns. This is the story in Mallow, is it? Yes, it is. A middle-aged man has appeared before Cork District Cork Court, charged with allegedly making grossly offensive and menacing phone calls to the family of 20-year-old Cameron Blair, who was murdered in the city earlier this year. Oh, my apologies, that's a separate story. And the weapons seized during searches in Mallow is the photograph on the front of the Echo this morning. Some of the weapons, drugs and fireworks seized by the Gardaí following searches in Mallow. Irish Independent. Kenny, I knew we wouldn't change it overnight. This is the Finland game last night, and you've got 1-0 score there, and Stephen Kenny defending Ireland's performance, well, to a certain degree defending Ireland's performance, and top marks, Leaving Cert grades see massive surge on the Independent this morning. The Irish Times has that game as well as their main story, and Grin and Beer It, says the Irish Daily Mirror. This is the reopening of the pubs to open. No more than six from three homes can drink together. I fully expect every barman in the country to be asking each person where they live, who they live with, if the people they're drinking with. This is just ridiculous. It's not going to work. Nothing added but time, says the Irish Daily Star this morning, and the Irish Daily Mail now pay to drop off at airport. They're making changes at Dublin Airport for drop-offs and whatnots there, although they're not going to be doing it anytime in the immediate future, so don't be worrying if you're thinking about travelling. Although, if you're thinking about travelling, are you mad? Right, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Red FM.
We go together. I'm a
sucker for you. Jonas Brothers and Saka, Cork's hit music station. You're on Red FM. Good morning, 20 past 7, Red Breakfast. And we're in and on Facebook.com/ Cork's Red FM. Morning shout-outs coming up on Breakfast. Leaving Cert results day today. Let us know if you're on the countdown to 9 a.m. or your results day memories. Lorraine Fitzgerald, good morning from Clockdove. I didn't sleep a wink. My son is getting his Leaving Cert results at 9 a.m. Good luck to the class of 2020. It's been a roller coaster for them. It certainly has. It's been a nuts year this year. And fingers crossed everyone gets what their hearts desire today. And even if you don't, you'll be grand. I say this every year. Don't unduly worry. Everything will be all right. And worst comes to worst, just appeal. Maria Carey, morning Ray, can't sleep. It's D-Day in our house. Leaving results. So head to work early. I might as well. Wishing all the leaving students good luck and Have a nice day today. Maggie Kelly, morning from y'all this morning. Getting ready for work with school. Please say hello to my daughter, Claudia, who started first year, and my little niece who started junior infant. So far, so good. Jean Kennedy, morning rain crew, happy Monday. Michelle Hegarty, good morning from Carrick Toohill. First day back to work after 2 weeks off with the kids helping with the back to school routine. Eli Foley, Ellie Foley, hey there, up since 4:30, the hyper toddler. A hyper toddler. I remember my leaving cert morning and freaking out. Happy passing maths, just squeaked by an ordinary level. Carol says, morning guys. Hoping for a beautiful sky on the way to work again this morning. Caroline Finnegan, morning Ray. D-Day at our house for our son Callum. I must have seen every hour on the clock last night. Best of luck, everyone. A lot of the mammies up and awake this morning. The dads sleeping like the dead, but the mammies up and awake all night. My daughter's on countdown, very anxious house because of the way the government handled the whole situation. Yeah, I can imagine, but yeah, it'll all work out. Victoria O'Donnell, can you say happy 13th birthday to my son Thomas O'Donnell in Bwing from all his family and everyone else jumping in this morning. Aileen, Dean, Christy, Aidan, Terry Lane, Brendan Cahill. Laurie, you're getting your Leaving Cert results this morning as well, are you? What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping to get at least over the four anyway. Is that not still a thing?
I don't know. The H1 thing is the thing that has confused me.
Oh, I want a load of them. I think I want a load of H1s. They're good. I was thinking back, I actually got my Leaving Cert results when I was in Irish College in Knockadoon in East Cork.
Oh, yeah.
And I was up the whole night on the phone kind of trying to calculate like how much the most likely was. And then my dad collected me the next morning. But the highlight of my Leaving Cert was the French oral, right?
Uh-huh.
Because in the middle of the French oral, I was going full, oh, bien sûr, blah, blah, blah. And I said in French that my brother had the need of a wife, right? Besoin d'une femme, okay?
Besoin d'une femme.
He had besoin d'une femme, right? Though I said in a French accent at the time. And I said he was a bit serious and he had the need of a wife. And the one doing the test, she paused the tape and in English went, you're a gas woman. And then pressed record again.
How did you do? She and then she failed you.
And I, like, it was the year of the smoking ban, so I had all my, like, backo tobacco ready to go, but she was having none of it because she arrived and she was smoking.
You had to dump it all just in case you got a fail.
She's not going to ask us. She's not going to ask us about that.
Best song ever is on the way for you this morning. I'm looking at EMF, which is brilliant. Anything else? Any suggestions? You can get them in 0868 104 106. And remember, it's grand. It's gonna be fine.
Breakfast on Red FM.
You're unbelievable.
EMF and unbelievable. This is Cork's hit music station, Red FM. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. We'll play some Topic on the way next.
Breakfast on Red FM. Red FM Sport.
Morning, Rory.
Good morning, Raymond. How are you, sir?
Are you well? You awake? You ready to do another one?
Well, I'm awake. I wouldn't say I'm ready, but I'm awake.
Actually, look, we'll stumble through Leaving Cert Results Day today, actually. Any fine Leaving Cert Results Day memories for you?
Do I have to put out that arse? Sure, I got X amount of points. No, my Leaving Cert, sure, look at me. Sure.
You need to do that little lecture that we give the Leaving Certers every year, which is, look, it's fine. Everything's fine. You know, everything work. This all happens for a reason. Everything will work out for you. And by the way, that is actually true. But you don't care about us old people telling you that everything's going to be fine. So we're not going to even bother doing it this year. Everything's going to be grand. You'll be grand. You'll be all right. Worst comes to worst, you can appeal it. Although it would appear everyone's done pretty okay this year because of the situation. And in some cases, there's like double the number of A1s or H1s. So everything's going to be all right. You're going to be grand. Everything's going to be all right for Stephen Kenny as well, right? He didn't get a H1 last night, though, in fairness, in terms of our...
No, he did not. I wish I had a COVID pandemic, but I did my Leaving Cert. Would have helped me an awful lot, I have to say.
Would have been all right.
But, it would have been all right, yeah. But Stephen Kenny, not going too well for him. Still looking for his first win as Republic of Ireland manager, losing 1-0 to Finland in the Nations League last night at the Aviva Stadium in what was a dreadful game of football, to be putting it bluntly. But then again, it's very, very early days. The lads had a limited amount of training sessions. This is pre-season for all those players. They're coming off the back of a pandemic, so wouldn't be reading too much into it, but it wasn't great entertainment at all last night. Elsewhere tonight in the Airtricity League, First Division, Cove Ramblers looking to maintain their promotion push. They go to Shamrock Rovers 2, and Novak Djokovic.
It was a Djokovic from Djokovic. Trond the ball at the linesman.
I said that in a New York accent because it was the US Open. Novak Djokovic has been disqualified.
Unbelievable.
Did you see this video? It's insane.
Yeah. I don't think I'd like to be lashed out of it with a ball from Novak Djokovic. I don't think I'd like to be lashed out of it with a ball from anyone, but particularly one of the best tennis players in the world. I think, yeah, I don't think I would like that.
Someone did the maths. Apparently it was 130 kilometres he hit you one in the face with the ball. So, which is going to hurt, and she fell quite dramatically. But then again, if I was hit in the face with a tennis ball that was 130 kilometres coming at my face, I think I'd fall quite dramatically as well.
I'd cry. I'd go crying to my mother, actually.
That's what I do.
Even as a grown man. So he's out. He's been disqualified because he lost his temper. Yeah.
Out the gap, boy. Out the gap. Defaulted is the technical term, but yeah, out the gap if you're from Cork.
Okay, well, you can ring in to Neil after 9 o'clock as well if you're from Cork. He said, it's a joke. It's a joke from Jack. Niall, it's a disgrace. Right, go on. Have a lovely day. Wash your hands.
Thanks.
This is Breakfast on Cork's Red FM. Breaking
me. Topic in A75, A7S, and Breaking Me. Cork's Hit Music Station. Good morning. Welcome to Red Breakfast. I'm Ray. There's Laura.
Hello.
Good morning, indeed. Looking at the Department of Education website. See, we didn't have to do any of this. We had to... When we got our Leaving Cert results, and I lived next to the school...
What time did you go down?
I think about 9 o'clock, about nine or half yeah. nine. I don't think we could have waited any longer in our house. My mother was going up the walls. She hadn't slept in a week and a half. She wanted
me... Oh, my God, come down, mummy.
She wants me... It was like something out of Beetlejuice. Mother, come off the ceiling.
When is she going to get off the wall? While you're up there, give us a wipe.
Cobwebs. To your left, Cathy. Over to your left, Cathy, up to the corner.
I'll pass you up the brush, Cathy. Go on.
We had to go and get the results as quickly as possible. She wanted me out of that house as soon as she could. Yeah, I live next to the school, and on the morning of the collection of the Leaving Cert results, I said, I think I went on my own, actually.
Oh my God.
No mammies and daddies or anything like that.
Okay.
And, of course, it was during the summer holidays, which is a weird experience, going to the school. Going to the school during weekends or a bank holiday or during summer holiday or any kind of holiday time.
Seeing the teachers in their kind of summer garb as well, unnerving.
Such a weird experience, yeah. So, Cathy gets me up and out of the bed, get up and get those Leaving Cert results, go up and get them. And I walk out the door, and of course, because I live next to the school, everyone going past is also Leaving Certers collecting their Leaving Cert results, right?
Okay.
So I open the door, and the minute I open the door, I see a guy from my year, okay?
Right.
I don't really know the guy, but I'm walking that way anyway. He's walking that way. So we start walking up towards the school and we start chatting. And he's really nervous, right? He's terrified about getting his Leaving Cert results. So I was like, listen, I'll walk with you. Come on, we'll walk together. We'll go up together. Mm. So we're chatting the whole way there. And then I go in and get mine, and I'm fairly happy with, you know, I did all right. Yeah. I didn't get exactly what I wanted, but I did all right.
Okay.
So there's hope. There's still hope I might be going to college yet.
Yes, you get the offer. You might get the second offer.
Because he was so nervous, I said to him, listen, I'll wait with you while you get your... Aren't I lovely?
That's very nice, yeah.
So I wait for him, and it turns out he did terribly.
Oh, no. Oh, no, now you have to mind him.
Yeah, he did really awful, and all he's got is a 17-year-old Ray Foley, who did all right.
You were probably like smiling while hugging
this
him.
This is it, you see. And then how long do I have to... Because I don't really know him. I'm just being...
My house is actually just there. So I have to get my mom down off the walk.
And he's like, my parents are going to kill me. I'm in so much trouble. I'm like, okay, well... Anyway, listen, have a nice life.
Oh my God! Bye.
Are you going out tonight?
No, he's too sad.
Turns out he did fine. He got what he wanted in the end. But he was. But if I can give you any advice today, if you're going to get your Leaving Cert results, don't talk to anybody else. Just keep it to yourself.
You do you. You do you. Jess.
Don't try and be nice. Don't try and be supportive to anybody else. Just do. By the way, actually, I'm reading about it because this is the first bit of education I've had since the late 90s. And this is the way you get your results now is you just go online. You go onto a website.
Oh my God, this is madness.
So Cathy, she wouldn't even have left the kitchen. She'd be still up on the walls, and I could be.
She'd
logging
have
in.
The laptop up on the wall.
She'd be there. She'd be hitting refresh from 8:59. You just log on to the self-service portal. So if you're logging on this morning and hitting refresh, good luck. Take a breath. And maybe mum's don't have any coffee until after nine, okay? Because going crazy, driving the family crazy. Right, Secret Sounds on the way. You want to have a listen? It's worth €3,500. It's gone up again. Have a listen. Any ideas? Give us a ring. 1850 104 106. We'll play Secret Sound after SZA. This is Red FM. You're preaching through the This is Justin Timberlake on the other side. Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM. It's nearly 14 minutes to 8 o'clock now. Good morning.
Red FM 745 Secret Sound. Now easier for you to win.
No, it's not. That's just something we say. It's gotten up as far as €3,500 this morning, and nobody's come close. Well, I think maybe a couple of people have come nearly close, but I'm not going to tell you who. Have a listen. Any ideas, give us a ring. 1850 104 106 is that phone number. It's a brand new week of Cork's Red FM. Week two of Back to Schools, and it's Leaving Cert results day today. Will we give someone the results they've been looking for by signing a cheque worth €3,500? Give us a ring now. 1850 104 106. Let's go to the phones. Cork's Red FM. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Morning. It's Jackie from Cove.
Morning, Jackie. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, I'm all right, yeah. It sounds like you've had your caffeine this morning anyway.
No, just ready for work.
You what?
Just ready for work, that's all. Caffeine.
I got you. Where are you from, Jackie? You've got a very strong Cork accent. That West Cork accent, I'm no good with accents.
I've actually got a South African accent.
South Africa? She's from South Africa, very nice. Whereabouts in South Africa are you from?
From the Eastern Cape, from Port Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, I know as well.
Yes, and now living in Cove.
Oh, very nice. The other Eastern Cape.
The Eastern Cork now, but not the Eastern Cape.
Absolutely. So, how long are you here?
3 years now.
That's not very long at all. What brought you over here? Was it love?
Yes, the love of the weather.
The love of the weather. You came to the wrong place then if you're in the love of the weather, I tell you. Right, babes, particularly today, we've got rainy conditions, showers, some flooding in places as well. But you're clearly crazy, Jackie, and do you know what? That's what we like. You're our kind of crazy. Right,
lovely.
Babes.
Well, I hope I get the sound correct.
Well, come on, have a listen to this. €3,500, here it is. What do you think?
I'm pretty sure that it's shaving foam when you actually squeeze up a shaving foam.
The farty noise of the shaving foam. So you give it a little and out comes the shaving foam.
Yeah. It's
not
no.
Jackie. Sorry, babes.
Okay, well, I needed to try. Thanks so much.
No problem. Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you working?
Online. Online from home for an online business.
Okay, Jackie. On that note, I'll let you go. And off you go on your own. I'll let you log in. Go on, have a lovely day. Bye. I threw Jackie a bit of a curveball there, did I? I asked her what she did.
Online business,
and
lovely.
She didn't want to tell me either. She's like, any texts or suggestions as to what it is you think Jackie's doing online this morning? 0868 104 106. Keep it clean. Let's go again. Red FM, hello, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, who's that?
Hi, it's Jill.
Hello, Jill. We just had Jackie a second ago.
I'm
not as chirpy as Jackie. It's Monday morning.
Exactly. You're a little bit more normal, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's great. Not that there's anything abnormal about being chirpy, but...
Yeah,
we're just
on a Friday.
We'll just take it down maybe two levels for a Monday morning. Yeah. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Ballincollig. I'm just getting ready for work.
Okay, what do you work at?
I'm a dental nurse.
Oh, okay, right. Why all the dental nurses, all the mouth people this morning. Let's do Secret Sound. Have a listen to this. What do you think, Jill?
I have two variations of it, but I'll give you my first one. I was saying opening a box with a blade.
A box with a blade? Oh,
like, you had the tape across and you're running across the tape.
So your Amazon delivery has arrived, or an online delivery, and you're slicing it across with a Stanley blade or
something like that. Yeah,
and it cuts across. It's not. No. What's your variation then? Oh, go on, I'll give you your variation. What's your variation?
It was ripping the tape off the box.
Oh, just ripping the tape off.
Yeah,
not either.
No. Okay.
Sorry, Jill.
Thanks,
have a good day. Bye, love. Bye, bye, bye. We do one more very quickly. Red FM. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad. I'm just having my coffee.
Excellent. Well, it's nice that you're getting your caffeinated, appropriately caffeinated. What's your kind of coffee? What's your brand? What's your make?
Which is Kenko all the way.
Kenko all the way. Kenko there and back, babes. And where in the world are you?
I'm in Blarney.
Okay, hi to the Blarney Massive then this morning. Have a listen to this. Secret Sound, €3,500, Laura. What do you think?
Okay, you might call me crazy, Hannah.
You is are crazy coin... there now. You are crazy. It's too late. We've got that out of the way.
Is this coins coming out of like a slot machine?
Coins on a slot machine. So like...
Yeah, when they come out, when you win.
When you win, like, so you're talking about like a one-arm bandit type affair or something in the arcades, is it?
Yeah.
And then the coins coming out, and coins would make that noise as they're being dispensed by your dispensing coins machine. Is that what it is? Laura, it's not, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
Sorry, dear. Thanks for coming. I have a lovely day. Oh, she's gone. She's gone. Laura.
Cork's Total Traffic.
Hanging around, no cash for Laura, that she's out the gap. Kira, what's happening in traffic this morning?
Well, in the city, Gardaí are dealing with an incident on the Lower Glanmire Road at Kent Station. Traffic is building on approach.
Calvin Harris, Cork's Red FM.
Your showbiz update. Red FM.
5 to 8, good morning showbiz this morning. Laura, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, it's very exciting. So they've announced some big names for Strictly, right, in England. So we've got Caroline.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I keep saying the names wrong. Sorry. Strictly in England. Yeah.
Strictly in England. Big names, Caroline Quinton and Bill Bailey, right? All grand. But Dancing with the Stars, America is where it's at, right? They've got Anne Heche, the actress.
Anne Heche.
Amazing. Anne
Heche. Anne Heche, is it?
Anne Heche, sorry.
She used to go out with Ellen, actually, Anne Heche, didn't she? I think she Ellen's used. Partner for a while, yeah.
She used, and now she's on Dancing with Stars. So is Grammy-winning rapper Nelly.
Oh my God.
And I know, and they have a Backstreet Boy, AJ, now admittedly not one of the main Backstreet Boys, and then they also have Carole Baskin. Like, come on.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be amazing.
I didn't realise you graded your Backstreet Boys. Who'd be your number one Backstreet Boy then?
Oh, number one is your Nick, and then Brian, and then the tall lad, and then AJ, and then...
Is
Howie. Age is about second last. Howie's last.
Howie's in dead last position. I like the way you're grading the Dancing with the Stars / Strictly, because the top tier is obviously America then with Nelly. Then tier two was Bill Bailey, and tier three then is going to be Ireland with like Evelyn Cusack.
How bad?
Do you know what? We take who we can get at this stage and more power to them. Picture what this. Evelyn. This is Unconditional on Red FM. It's magic. Picture this, an Unconditional, Cork's Red FM, Leave Insert Results Day. Good luck if you're getting yours today. If you're not, on the way, let me see. It could be a result for you, actually. I've got a lovely family break to give away with thanks to Muller Skier Yogurt, hot and cold, ice, the land of fire and ice. We're playing a game later on. I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande next.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Lady Gaga and Rain on Me with Ariana Grande. Cork's Music Station. Good morning, lovelies. It's Monday. It's the 7th of September and an incredible giveaway for you this morning. €1,500 voucher for a family-friendly Scandinavian-style experience at Cabo by the Lakes. Have you heard of Cabo? Have you seen their website, Laura?
Cabo by the Lakes. Friends of mine were there the other day. It looks lovely. I thought they were abroad.
It's very impressive. It looks, you can check it out online. It's very cool. I've got friends as well. Like that. Not been there myself, but jealous of... Jealous of friends that have been there.
Living vicariously through others.
This is it. They put up their things on Facebook and you're like, oh, jeez, that's lovely, isn't it, Kate? Isn't that lovely? We should try that. There's a very sort of a Centre Parksy vibe off it as well, because it's all cabins and lodges and all that job. Cabo by the Lakes, deep within the woods of Killykeen Forest Park in Cavan, a unique hideaway on the shores of Loch Ochter in the heart of Ireland's Lake District. Log cabins and lake houses scattered amongst the woodland, creating a calming oasis, Laura, in which to unwind. Enjoy fishing. You're mad for the fishing, aren't you?
I love fishing.
Boating. You love boating while you're fishing, or fishing while you're boating.
Tis the only way I fish.
Biking, less so. Less fishing on the bike, and hiking in a beautiful natural environment. Here's how you can get it. This is all with thanks, by the way, to the new thick and creamy Muller Corner Icelandic style skier. A combination of great taste and fun toppings. Skier, now Mullerlicious. You just have to have it. Here's what we're playing. It's called the Land of Fire and Ice because Skyr is an Icelandic style yogurt, right?
Very good.
Iceland, Land of Fire and Ice. We're making you work on this one. What we're going to do is we're going to play, it's basically hot and cold, yes and no, right? If you want to play, text fire or the word fire or the word ice along with your name and where you're from to 0868 104 106 and we'll play it in just a few minutes. So to register, text the word fire or the word ice. We'll call you back, play our little game and try and get you through to qualify for the voucher, the €1,500 voucher for the Cabo by the Lakes experience for you and the family. We're playing hot. Ooh, hot or cold. Oh, that's cold and crispy, isn't it? You want to get on, text fire or ice, 0868 104 106. We'll do that in just a few minutes. What else did I have for you? Oh, yeah, I went swimming yesterday, actually.
Well,
I'm going every day. It's part of my challenge. But I took Mrs. Foley with me, my beloved, yesterday.
Swimming.
And while we were swimming, we met a dog. Do you have a dog?
In the sea.
No. Do you have a dog?
I
don't. Do you want to get a dog? Are you pet
people? I'd like a dog, yes. Yeah, I'm into dogs.
I'm not offering. I'm just asking if you're... our dog, sadly, she was like 14 and she left us in November. And we're sort of gradually moving towards getting another dog for the family, right? Now, there's a few considerations. We don't want a big dog again because we don't want to do... like with her, she was huge. She was a big dog and she needed like an hour and a half walking every day, like hiking, walking every day.
Okay.
So we're like, we can't dedicate that sort of time to it. So we need a fairly small dog. Our youngest, he's not great with allergies and that kind of thing. So we need to kind of maybe get a hypoallergenic dog. And then the other thing as well is we don't want to go to, obviously, a puppy farm or any dubious or dodgy characters, right? Yeah. So, excuse me. So we're looking at various breeds. One that keeps coming up is the cockapoo, right? Which isn't just a funny word to say. It's an adorable type of dog as well, right?
Yeah.
We were down swimming and who did we meet? Only a lady with a cockapoo.
A cockapoo.
A lovely little brown teddy bear cockapoo. Oh. His name was Harry. He was adorable. And of course, like that, when you're in our position, you're kind of not shopping, but you're keeping, you know, you're wondering where'd you get
it. The feelers out.
That's exactly it. We had the feelers out. We were going swimming. This poor woman, she didn't know what to expect. All of a sudden, the two Foleys had their feelers out. and we were feeling this lady up for information with regard to the cockapoo. So we said to her, where did you get the dog? Because he was only a puppy. Where did you get him? She said, this is her answer, right?
Okay.
Complete stranger, by the way. Don't know this woman at all. She said to my wife, family friends. They were actually, they're in Carlo and they had two cockapoos and they had a litter of them and they asked us if we might take one. And which is all well and good. That's fine. It's perfectly grand.
Yeah.
My wife said, wow, family friends. Okay, cool. That was it. Off, adorable, lovely, bye-bye, see you later. So then myself and my wife, we jump in the water, right?
Yeah.
And my wife says to me, this is no word of a lie. She said, wow, family friends. I've never heard of them before. We must give them a Google when we get home.
No! Oh, no! And
I said... You think Family Friends is the name of a pet adoption website or something, do you?
Organization.
She said, yeah, why? What is it? I said, I think she means they're like friends of hers or of her family. And she was absolutely horrified. And what she's still Googling, Family Friends.
Family Friends, County Meath.
Carlo. County Carlo. Do you know what? It's probably not the worst name in the world ever for one of those services. Portugal the Man, this is Cork's Red FM. Portugal the Man, feel it still. This is Cork's hit music station, Red FM. Come on, Ray, please wish a very happy 9th birthday to our son, Caelan Walsh, on his way to school in Gaelscoileadh Driscoll in Dunkettle. And a big shout out to his classmates in third class from Mom, Dad and Ollie the dog. Have a lovely day, gang. Give a shout out to all the students and staff in Cork English College who are returning to classes today after nearly 6 months of online classes. Best of luck to everyone there. And my son, Scott, getting his results today from Mum, Liam, Fionn and Orla. And Ray, could you wish Sean Sorensen Quinton, a happy 9th birthday from his mum, dad and brother Adam. Of course, yeah, hello and good morning. Let's play Fire and Ice. There's a fire over there. Oh, that's going to stink. And there's ice, nice and crispy as well. This is all thanks to our friends at Muller, the thick and creamy Muller Corner Icelandic style skyr, a combination of great taste and fun topping skyr. Now Mullerlicious, you just have to have it. Let's dial this over here. Who are we calling this morning? Kira.
We're calling Emer O'Hearn.
Hopefully she answers. It's going to get through eventually, but we'll wait until she does. There, it's ringing anyway. That's connected.
Morning.
Morning. How are you this morning, Emer?
Very good. How are you?
It's Emer, everybody. It's Emer. How are you feeling about playing a game with us? Maybe win a lovely break at the end of the week for a family-friendly Scandinavian-style experience at Cabo by the Lakes.
Sounds fantastic. Amazing.
Sounds nice enough. Right, here's what we're doing to qualify, okay? Gotta identify the thing or person or something that we have in mind. You gotta ask us questions that are yes, no, or hot and cold, right? So
okay.
The hotter you're getting, you'll hear this noise. And the cooler you're getting, further away from the right answer, you'll hear that noise, all right?
Okay,
excellent stuff. So, Emer, can I give you a clue? It's a person. I can tell you that much, okay?
Okay.
Go on then, ask me a question.
Will I start now, yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, are you female?
Female. Cold, no.
Are you a singer?
A singer, yeah. You're hot. You're so hot.
Are you between your 30 and 40?
Am I between 30 and 40? I guess so. I'd say early 30s, most likely. Yeah, yeah.
Did you recently have a baby?
Oh, I did. I'm getting very warm. Oh, Emer. Oh,
would you be Ed Sheeran?
You're absolutely right. Well done. Did we go too easy this morning, Laura? I think we might have gone a little bit easy.
Oh, she got it very quick, very quick.
Very quick. Emer, well done. That means you're qualified and you're in for the final on Friday for that incredible family break. With thanks to our friends, the new thick and creamy Muller Corner Icelandic style skier. You just have
brilliant.
To have it. Well done.
Fantastic.
Cheers, Emer.
Thank you a
million. Have a lovely day. Drive safe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Right, we'll play again tomorrow on Breakfast. Stick around. We're playing some Frank and Walters for you next. Hang on.
Breakfast on Red FM.
At Specsavers.
After all, perfect Monday music. Cork's Hate Music Station, this is Red FM. Good morning, welcome to Monday the 7th of September, nearly 8:30. I'm Paul from the Frank and Walters is on the line now. Good morning, sir!
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling this morning, all right?
A bit tired, I suppose.
Are you on the school run?
I am, yeah.
Now,
I'm full off there soon. I'm dropping off there now in a couple of minutes when I finished.
Okay, when you're done with us. Well, yeah. Thanks for taking our call. We know you're busy this morning. You should have been a lot busier, though, I guess, with Electric Picnic on. Well, we should all be waking up with sore heads and grumpy demeanours. What's it like? You should have been at Electric Picnic this year.
Yeah, we should have been, yeah. But you kind of get used to it, you know. I suppose it's a good time anyway to be kind of concentrating on writing music and kind of just stuff like that, you know, kind of it's grand. You're kind of used to it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. A lot of people are talking about, and I suppose Electric Picnic is an example of it, the impact on the live performance industry and how, because there's no crowds, there's no audiences, everything has been shut down. How are you guys managing?
As I said, we're okay. We just, like, the rest of the lads are still working. I'm grand, you know. I'm kept busy, kind of just writing and recording here at my house, you know. It's fine. You know? And as I said, it's just a good opportunity to write, you know. And because of the times that we live in, it's kind of a time where you can kind of reflect and, you know, just take stock of your life, and, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's kind of, it's it's inspirational for writing. Like I have found that anyway. You know, I've written some songs that are, you know, that were definitely being inspired by these times. So, you know, kind of in that sense, it's kind of fruitful for me.
It's been useful. How was the Late Late Show on Friday night?
That was good. Yeah, it was good. We enjoyed it.
Good buzz. Yeah,
it was good. Yeah, yeah, it was good.
How's Tubberty after the break?
He was like a shining star.
Absolutely. He's very positive.
And you see
isn't
him
he?
Kind of, yeah, he is. But he, like, him went down the corridor, he just, you know, he just looks like a star. You know,
yeah,
he's shining like.
All right, man, okay. Leave and start results day today. Would you have any advice for anyone picking up the results today?
My only advice would be, like, don't worry about the future, you know. And if you don't get what you thought you might, it's like, you know, I just think about when I was worried back in 1980, probably 87 or something like that. You know, you'd be worrying about, you know, your future and what's going to happen and stuff like that. It kind of works out itself, you know. It just takes its own path and you'll be grand.
Absolutely. Well, we've been saying it all morning, you'll be grand. Listen, Paul, thanks so much for taking our call this morning. Drive safe.
And thanks a million, Ray.
Have a lovely day. Cheers, man.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Much love. Bye, 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 bye. This is Paul from the Frank and Walters and Cork's Red FM. And listen to him, you'll be grand.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. Comfort, quality and exceptional style. Whatever the weather. Casey's.ie.
I didn't know if I should have said on air, Laura, that you are in love with him and made it all weird.
Well, you know, I think he knows, so it's okay.
He already knows.
He knows.
There was kind of a moment where I was like, am I going to make this more awkward now?
Why is it awkward? Somebody loves him, he should be delighted.
Yeah, is it love or is it love?
There's a little bit. Oh, the second one.
Love with the hot Mueller sound. there it is.
He's just lovely.
He's a legend. Mostly breezy and cloudy today. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle at times. Some of them heavy, actually, in the afternoon. Top temperature 17 to 22 degrees Celsius. Instagram is on the way. Question one on your Insta this morning is, students will get the results of what exam this morning in 26 minutes' time. Any ideas? What's the exam? 0868 104 106. Text in your answer, your name and where you're from, and we could be calling you back to play our game in a couple of minutes. Right, let's get your news headlines, and here's Jamie.
FM Sport.
Rory's over there this morning. Morning, sir. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Raymond. Happy Monday to you, sir.
Pretty, how are you feeling? You all right?
I'm happy. Oh, no, I'm great hearing Paul from the Franks there. No, what a man. What
Isn't
a man,
he lovely? Isn't he a lovely man?
He's absolutely fantastic, and they're the best band in the world as well.
Well, of course they are. Very, very, of course, I didn't realise it was a thing before the Young Offenders ever was on the television. I didn't realise singing that song on buses has been going on for decades.
Yeah, I think I've seen them live about 20 or 30 times at this point.
Awesome stuff. Right, it's all about the game last night and Ireland's loss to Finland.
Yeah, disappointing one last night. The Aviva Stadium going down 1-0, so Stephen Kenny is still looking for his first win as manager. Some of the headlines from the back pages last night, slow from start to finish was the one in the Mirror, because Ireland are playing Slovakia next and they were playing Finland last night, slow finish.
They're kind of making us work on that one, aren't they? They're making us do a little bit of the heavy lifting there.
They got there in the end. And a bit of a rough one from the Sun. They went with slow coach and a big picture of Stephen Kenny looking a bit bothered.
Oh dear.
Thought that was a bit unnecessarily harsh. So that was disappointing last night at the Aviva Stadium. So Stephen Kenny, as I mentioned, still looking for his first win. Co-Ramblers in action tonight. They go to Shamrock Rovers 2 in the SSE or Trissy League First Division. That kicks off at 7:45. And Novak Djokovic out of the US Open because he whacked the line judge in the head with a tennis ball, as you do.
Don't do that. Do you know what? You might get extra points if you're playing a different game, like dodgeball or something. You might get extra points for it, but it doesn't work in tennis.
No, sir. It does not, as Novak proved to us last night.
Very nice. Wash your hands.
Thanks, buddy. See you later.
This is Breakfast. Doja Cat and Say So.
Cork's hit music station. This is Red FM. Good morning. Nearly now, 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. It's Monday morning. Let's do a bit of Instagram. Oh, she's gone already, actually. Was it Margaret we were supposed to have on this morning, Ciara?
Margaret's supposed to be on with us, yeah.
Margaret, after dying on it. Hopefully Margaret's still very much alive. We'll pipe her through if we can. Margaret, we lost you. Hopefully your mobile phone is working sufficiently for us. And we'll try and get you reconnected there on line 6. Nothing's happening there, it would seem. And it's gone green and everything, but nothing's happening. Margaret is letting us down.
Margaret.
Hello?
Margaret, leave a message.
Oh, Margaret.
I'll take your call right now. Goodness. Leave your message after the tone. Oh.
Her phone must have died.
Ugh.
Where's it gone? There. Hello, Margaret. Red FM calling. Hopefully you're all right, hon. We wanted to get you on Instagram. Maybe give you 1,000 euro this morning. Sorry we lost you. Let me have a look there at texts coming in. Who do you like the look of there, Ciara?
Go with Terry.
Will I?
Go with Terry.
Right, okay. I'll try and call Terry back then. This is great. This sounds awesome.
I love this.
People ringing people. That's gone there. Let's try Terry again.
Come on, Terry.
What's after happening there? Try that one more time. Terry, there, call. It should be going through there. Sure, look, if nothing happens, nothing happens. Been all Instagram this morning. Instagram will be gone in the bin. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Terry, how are you?
I'm good.
Terry answered the phone, everybody.
We love you, Terry.
what's your percentage looking like this morning, Terry, on the battery?
It's good.
Fantastic. Lovely. You are now our favourite listener. Well done. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
Very nice. Where in the world are you?
I just pulled in there now. I'm dropping my little girl to preschool.
Oh, really? What's her name?
Quinn.
Quinn?
Yeah.
That's a lovely name. How old is she?
She's nearly 4.
Okay. So preschool now and then big school next year, is it?
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Right. What are you doing then? Are you working yourself or what are you doing for the rest of the day?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I just dropped the 2 older boys to school.
Okie doke. Right. So, what are their names?
Jack and Alex.
And are they just after starting or how are they much older?
They're not third class and sixth class.
Oh, they're a bit more manageable than Quinn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, in theory, they're a little bit more manageable. Right.
Boys are always.
they're a blessing, right? They're a blessing.
Yeah.
Right, Terry. Let's have a look for you. Your first one you got on text this morning. Have you got another number? Give me another number between 2 and 10. I'll give you another right answer.
6.
Eva Roche. What do the letters HSE stand for? Any ideas?
Health Service Executive
is correct. Right, that's 2 you've definitely got. Get the rest and I'll give you 1,000 euro this morning. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I wasn't expecting. I didn't think you'd call me back. Oh God, oh Jesus, oh God, oh God, don't ask me the questions. Question 1, students will get the results of what exams this morning?
Leaving certificate.
What music festival should have been held at the weekend?
Electro Picnic.
What is the name of the country singer Billy Ray Cyrus's famous daughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Who is the manager of the Republic of Ireland soccer team?
Oh, not.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Mike Murphy.
The town of Strabane is in which Irish county?
Is it Galway?
Higher. North, more north.
Sligo?
But more north.
Mayo?
More north.
God.
Up. Oh. Way up. Up.
I don't know.
Up higher. Go on, higher again. Just higher, a little bit higher than loud.
Begins
with a T. Tyrone, well done. And what do the letters HSE stand for?
Health Service Executive.
For a lady who wasn't expecting a phone call, you did very well this morning. Well done, Terry. Let's go through them. Leaving Cert is what they're all getting the results for today. The Electric Picnic should have been on over the weekend. Miley Cyrus is the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus. Tyrone is... the town of Strabane is in Tyrone. And Health Service Executive is HSE. However, who's the manager of the Republic of Ireland... The new manager, I suppose, of the Republic of Ireland soccer team. I think you were thinking Mick McCarthy, were you?
Oh, yeah, that one, maybe.
That's the mic was stuck in your head. It's Stephen Kenny on the phone. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Ciara.
Come here, you did very well though. We got a voucher for you for Easy Living Interiors. ezliving-interiors.ie is the website. Stores are open, website is open. You get yourself something nice there with a voucher, all right?
Thanks so much.
Terry, you're a legend. Lots of love to Quinn. Have a lovely day. And we'll
you
talk
too.
To you again. Cheers, Darren. Thanks for answering the phone. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Instagram.
I don't care about the rest of you. I'm enjoying myself anyway. It's nearly 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. Red Breakfast, good morning and welcome to your Monday texts and WhatsApps this morning. 0868 104 106. Cock-a-poo, Laura. Cock-a-poo.
Cock-a-poo.
It's a fun expression to use, even if you've no interest in the dog or the breed of dog whatsoever. Saying cock-a-poo at 10 to 9 in the morning is still an enjoyable experience.
It really is.
And I'm fully in with both feet. Hi, Ray, just on Kate's little mistake. This is what I was saying earlier on. We're researching cock-a-poos at the moment. We're looking into them. Not literally. We're just investigating whether or not we should get a cock-a-poo. And yeah, there's some discussions. They're a thoroughbred, which we're not mad keen on. We'd rather adopt a dog, or if a dog needs us, we'd rather get one of those rather than go to it. Like, we can't do puppy farms or anything like that. We got to make sure that that it's all, you know, legit and above board. And like that, you know, if a dog is abandoned or a rescue dog, we'd much rather go in that direction than go thoroughbred.
Of course. Yeah. But absolutely.
We're looking at the cockapoos, and we met a cockapoo, and this woman said to us, we got them from family friends. And Kate was like, oh, family friends. We must look them up. do a bit of research. And I'm looking at Kate like, are you joking me? Like, are you for real? And she's like, yeah, family friends. Why, have you heard of them before? I'm like, no, family friends is it's friends of her family. It's not, they're not a business that adopts pets. It's not like Dogs Trust or something.
Family friends. Get your cockapoo, all your cockapoo needs here at Family Friends. I'm going to send it up.
Do you need a new friend for your family? Then come to Family Friends. Familyfriends.ie, where the next member of your family is waiting to meet you.
Oh, yes, sold. I'm setting it up, I tell you.
Okay, register now. Anyway, a friend of mine was job searching one time and came across an ad from someone looking for someone to do some lighthouse work. And my friend says, I didn't know there was a lighthouse in Ballincollig. From Dave, very nice. Adele says, my seven-year-old refuses to believe that the Frank and Walters sing... this is the Frank and Walters after all. My seven-year-old refuses to believe that the Frank and Walters sings this song. She says it's the Billy Murphy song. Of course it is. # young offenders from Adele. Ray, say congratulations to our twins, Chloe and Faye, and their cousin Emma, who were christened on Saturday. Love, Mams and Dads, Rona and Cullum, Annette and Jason. Thanks. And guys, please give our daughter Kaylee a shout-out as she's anxiously waiting on her Leaving Cert results. We know she'll do very well from Mam, Dad, Tegan, Madison and Avery. By the way, it's a number. Whatever it is you get, it's just a number. You could maybe get another number next year, or you could appeal, or you could end up doing something this number means nothing about. Relax, everything's going to be okay. Let's get a check on traffic to be after this. Hang on.
Breakfast on Red FM. Cork's Total Traffic.
All right then, darlings, let's get one last look at traffic this morning. Kira, what's happening?
Well, that incident has been cleared now in the N25 westbound approaching the Dunkettle interchange, so there's no delays on all routes there. The Ballyhooly Road, the North Ring Road and the Commons Road, a little bit congested this morning. Busy as well in the city from Bridge Street onto McCurtain Street. Still slow on the quays around Custom House and Albert Street as well.
Fabulous. Can I just say, it's wonderful to have Kira back as well, everybody.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did you hear any of the show last week? It was an absolute jock last week. Absolute jocker. Particularly Wednesday, it was like, I just need Kira to come back. I just need Kira. But of course, you were off because baby Fia started in school. How did she get on?
Oh, she's flying it. She's a superstar. She doesn't need me anymore. I'm just going to pack her bags for college.
How do you feel about that?
Horrendous.
Do you know what you have to do now? You have to have another one now. Well, and on that note, here's some Dua Lipa. Don't start now. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM. We're nearly there. 2 minutes away now from the Leaving Cert results. Good luck if you're getting yours today. Have a good day. Regardless of what you get, have a good day. Everything's going to be all right. And the result we've all been waiting for. Neil Prendeville's on the way next.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Wake up. Breakfast on Cork's Red FM.